Let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer up our lives to you this day, and we ask that you enter our hearts that we may serve you, that you lead us to be encouraged when we are discouraged so that we can grow closer to you, especially during difficult times. Let us always remember that you are leading us down a path that will lead us not only to our salvation, but also to the salvation of others. And we ask that we are used by you in ways that glorify your name and lead all to salvation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Friday, and here we are about to enter the weekend, into the second Sunday of Advent. And we are here rooted in our service to Christ, which what brings us here. We've been talking all week about the importance of teaching and anchoring everything we do in our relationship with Christ. There are many people that you are going to deal with who do not understand that, but they do understand the rules. And either they're turned away from the faith because they understand the rules, but they don't understand the why, or they are maybe too much on one level with just so focused on the rules, they don't root it everything in Christ. And that's a problem because everything has to be rooted in our relationship with Christ. Otherwise, it's not going to make any sense. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which is St. Anthony Overnight, which is heard every single morning at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com after the program airs. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, what I'm talking about is, as we understand, that everything has to be rooted in Christ, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. And one of the problems is that people are rooted in rules, but they're not understanding the reason for the rules. So what you're actually dealing with, a lot of people are alienated from the church because they don't understand that, and they believe that the church is against them because they're not living a Catholic life, but they never understood the connection in the first place. And one of the greatest difficulties for me is not only understanding that, but realizing the most important thing we can teach people is to pray, because that's the door in. When we teach people to pray, then once they understand how to pray, once they understand, and how long does it take someone to teach someone how to pray? Praying is talking to God. We talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now let's go to lesson two. I mean, how long does it take to teach people that? You know, if you can get someone to just say, Lord Jesus, we want you to just come to teach me, you know, why that you have these rules, or teach me that you exist, or show me how to understand who you are. We can teach people that. That's a doorway in for them to hear the rest of it. And you know how I know that? Because that's how I started. And look at where I am today. That's how I started, literally how I started, just saying, Lord, teach me that you are real. Lord, show me who you are, or Lord Jesus, or whatever. And I was just basically saying prayers based on how I grew up. But I had been out of the church for years, for about 5 years, and realized that the lifestyle I was living, which was rooted in some of the fine brewers in the United States, the lifestyle I was living was not working. And that's when I returned to the faith. But I didn't return to say, oh, now I have to follow rules. I just said, Lord, you've got to lead me to come back. And by the way, I didn't just turn around and say, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit drinking first, and then I'm going to go back to church. No, I just said, I just turned to the Lord and said, well, I discovered that my drinking is a problem. I discovered that when I realized that I couldn't have a beer with my eggs and breakfast one morning, or Sunday morning, because it was Sunday morning, and I was on a Navy base, and none of they wouldn't sell beer on Sunday morning in this Navy base. So that's where I was. And I realized, you know, when I'm having beer with eggs in the morning, that's a problem. So, but anyway, that's how I started. But I didn't give up drinking then. I gave up drinking in time. I think it was about a 6-month period. But in the meantime, what I realized is the most important thing was for me to pray. And then as I prayed, I came to come to know more about this person who is Jesus. I came to know more about the Lord. I started to go back to church. And at the same time, I came to not only understand the rules, but to desire to know them more because I knew that they led me closer to Christ. You see that? See, that's why it's a problem when we're only teaching the rules and we're not teaching the rest of it. And the beginning part is the rest of it. It's like trying to build the attic without building the rest of the house. You can't, it's impossible to do that. That takes a miracle, just as much as it takes a miracle to teach someone the rules and expect them to believe in Jesus that way. No, it's not going to work. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, which is heard every single morning at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, every weekday morning, midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And then you can also hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. You know, if you have any thoughts of something you'd like us to address on the show, or if you have any questions or comments, you can send them to us through CatholicAudioMedia.com. If you go there, you can find all the information you need. You can send us information. You can send us comment, whatever the case may be. You can send us a prayer request. There's a menu item that says prayer requests. You can just send your prayer request there and also tell us whether or not you want us to read it on the air or not. And that's anonymous, by the way. You don't have to identify. I'm not collecting email addresses or anything else. You just give us the prayer request if you'd like, and we'll share that with the listeners. We've done that before. You can also donate to the show if the show is helping you and you want to support the show. You can also check out our blog and even listen to archives of the show. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com is where you can do all that. You can also find our address if you'd just like to send us a note by UPS mail, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're talking about the importance of understanding how to root everything in Christ and how we begin with prayer. We don't begin with the rules. We begin with prayer. And I told you how that was actually how I began, by starting to begin with this, with praying. So that's important. And, you know, that's why I get frustrated when I hear people just saying, well, they should know the rules and they're living in sin and they don't know that this is wrong. Well, they may know it's wrong in the Catholic faith, but they don't understand why it's wrong, and therefore, because they don't have that connection to Christ, it doesn't have the anchor. One of the examples I'd like to use, I don't know if I've used it here before, and that is the example of, I call, again, back to my Navy background, the example of what are known as true and relative bearings. And I've used this in a couple of my books, and I use this in the homilies and everything else. In the Navy, there are what are known as true bearings and relative bearings. True bearings are all based on true north. So if you're going 000 degrees and you are on the east coast, like you're in the Atlantic Ocean, just off the east coast of the United States, off the east coast of Massachusetts, Massachusetts will be on your port side, also known as your left side, as you're heading 000 north. Okay? Then there are relative bearings. Relative bearings are the same compass points, except they're based on the ship. So 000 degrees is the front of the ship, regardless of where the bow of the ship, regardless of where it is headed. So 00 degrees, if you're heading directly to Europe, a 000 degrees relative is always 000 degrees relative. If you're heading directly to Antarctica, it's still 000 degrees relative because it's relative to the ship. Well, what I always say is when you understand the true bearings, you can navigate the world. If you instead use relative bearings as true bearings, you're going to get lost in a bathtub. So that's one of the things that's important to understand. Well, teaching people to root their faith in Christ is true bearings. Teaching people rules without teaching them of Christ is relative bearings. It's not going to help them because there's no anchor there. There's nothing there to help them understand how to or why to live their faith. That's why it's so important. So as you are in your ministry and you're listening to people who may be confused even of the rules, you know, these Catholics talk about these rules. Well, I don't understand that. If you understand, you can explain to them rooted in Christ because that's where they're going to get it. If I want to draw closer to Christ, that's what I do. Because there's an interesting thing. One of the things that Jesus says, do what they say, not what they do, when he was talking about the Pharisees. Why? Because the teachings, including the rules, are the wisdom of God. So what he was saying of the Pharisees, do what they say, not what they do, is when they are speaking from the word of God, they're speaking my wisdom. When they're acting the way they're acting, they're not acting on my wisdom. So they're not representing to me. Well, it's the same thing with the rules, but the rules are rooted in Christ. So what you need to teach people is that the rules are the wisdom of God, and so be open to the wisdom of God, but you need to be in relationship with God to understand the wisdom of God. We're going to talk next week, as always, Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning right here on WEZE. Have a blessed weekend. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us, and if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.